On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, hello. I'm great. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
I'm excited to talk Steven Spielberg this morning. Is it hard for you to whittle it down to just five, or are you a bit of a selective Spielberg lover?
It is hard. He has made a lot of good films. A lot of people consider him to be the greatest director of all time. It's not a hard argument to make. I've tried not to pick only the obvious ones here.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah. So, should we crack into it?
Let's crack right into it. What is number five?
Number five is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Excellent.
Which is a film that it's not everyone's favorite Indiana Jones film, but because I was a child of the 80s, I saw it at the right time.
Yep.
And it got under my skin, and it was just something that always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I revisited a lot, and I just think it's a wonderful movie.
I've got to say, I have very vivid memories of watching this as a kid as well. And I think I've seen a couple of Indiana Jones films, but that is the only one I can actually remember. So it definitely has sticking power.
Yeah, it was a controversial film in its time, and it's just, I love it. I always think about that scene where they're eating all the gross food, which is a lot of people, it hasn't aged that well for its sort of cultural connotations, but it is a film I love and think about a lot. So that's number five. Number four.
Excellent. What have we got?
Is Duel. Which Duel. Is a TV movie that was released theatrically in Europe, and it was a film. Do you know Duel? Do you know about Duel?
I don't know much about it. I know the name, and I know that people are like, Duel, whenever you say it, but I know nothing really beyond that.
Yeah, it was kind of the film that made his reputation before the Shark movie. It came out in 1971. And it's about a guy on a cross-country road trip who is sort of starts being pursued by this giant truck. And it's just a very austere Hitchcockian thriller that is just absolutely wonderful. It's worth seeking out if you haven't seen it. Very, you can sort of see what makes Spielberg mm-hmm. being formed in this film. So yeah, Duel, 1971, number four. Number three, E.T.
Excellent.
Pretty much a classic. 1982.
Yeah, you can't go past it.
A beloved film that a bit saccharine perhaps, but you can see why it became the most popular film of all time when it came out.
Yeah.
Which is true of many Spielberg films. He's done well in that regard. Does E.T. mean a lot to you?
I think E.T. was one of those films that it's a kind of a classic. You can chuck it on for kids of any age and it will hit some sort of a chime going on there. I do also remember having a big cry to it as well the first time I watched it, which I think is probably a familiar experience for many people who have watched E.T. as a child and felt feelings that they were like, oh, why am I feeling so sad about this alien leaving? I think it's also one of those movies as well that even if you haven't seen it, you know so much about it. It's just it's just everywhere in pop culture.
Yeah, and it's sort of the first film I remember being a phenomenon, you know?
Oh, yep.
Anyway, number two and number one were a kind of obvious, and I struggled with which order to put them in. But I've put Jurassic Park at number two.
Okay.
Because
potentially controversial there.
Yeah, maybe. I was so obsessed with Jurassic Park when it came out, mainly because of the book. I was really, really into the book, and it's always a cliche to say the book's better, but the book is better. Unfortunately. The book is amazing, and the film is amazing too. But I just think it's the reason I put Jaws at number one is because Jaws is a weird example of where the movie's actually better than the book.
Okay,
If you've ever read Jaws, the book, it's kind of tawdry. It's not as exciting as the film. And so, yeah, I sort of leapt from two to one there. But these are the two most iconic Spielberg films.
Yeah.
So Jurassic Park number two, Jaws number one. I mean, I actually think The Lost World Jurassic Park, which is the sequel to Jurassic Park, which is much maligned, is very good and underrated. I think War of the Worlds is underrated. AI, artificial intelligence, is underrated. He's made a lot of good films.
He's made a lot of good films.
Those are my top film, top five, yeah.
Rosie's texted in with some love for Bridge of Spies, Saving Private Ryan. Also love for Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T. And yeah, the classics. The classics have to be recognised. I think the one thing that Jurassic Park has got over the book is Jeff Goldblum. I mean, can't be denied. He's absolutely a legend.
Yeah, books don't have actors. No. That's true. not a lot of people are talking about Bridge of Spies. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love that was a good film. Saving Private Ryan is great. Catch Me If You Can is great.
Yeah.
Hook, I kind of have a soft spot for.
Is Hook that one, the like kind of creepy Peter Pan one? Is that?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's called it creepy before.
Oh, maybe I'm getting it muddled with a different Peter Pan movie then.
No, it's kind of a weird one.
Who's in it?
Robin Williams.
Oh, no, yes, I'm getting it confused with a different movie. I know what you're talking about now. That's not creepy. Robin Williams is not creepy. Definitely different vibe. I now have to think of what slightly creepy Peter Pan movie I'm thinking of. If anyone knows it, text it in, because it's going to be one of those things that will annoy me all day if I don't get it right. But that is a great list of Steven Spielberg movies. Thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. We'll see you again, or chat to you again, rather, next week.
Indeed. Talk to you then.
Have a lovely long weekend.
Cheers. You too. See you later. Bye.
See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Lots of